down in my drink. Oh, I know that I've gone to a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Whoa. Now I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box of Cuban cigars and I'll smoke them nice and slow. Like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch in a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says after talks with a Chinese delegation, there is a framework to switch to a U.S.-controlled ownership of TikTok.
Congress last year passed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it got sufficient U.S. ownership. But President Trump has repeatedly extended the deadline for the app's sale set in that law. Another deadline looms on Wednesday. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
U.S. officials say President Trump and China's leader will speak Friday. ABC News has obtained some 911 calls made in the moments after the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Cook last week at Utah Valley University.
The Cook speaker, you just got shot in the head.
Authorities say suspect Tyler Robinson could be charged in court as soon as tomorrow for Kirk's murder. In Minneapolis, nearly 3 weeks after a mass shooting during Mass at Annunciation Catholic School, ABC station KSDP reports students are expected to return to classes tomorrow. Two children died, 21 others were injured. This is ABC News. Despite Trump-ordered redistricting efforts that are meant to widen the GOP's lead in Congress, Democrats see a new opportunity in the planned resignations of three House Republicans. The latest announcement came Sunday.
In his 11th term representing a region stretching from Austin to Houston, Michael McCaul announced on This Week,
I'm looking now for a new challenge.
The former chair of the Homeland Security and Foreign Relations Committee says President Trump has been misled by Russia's Vladimir Putin on the issue of Ukraine, but now
is waking up to the fact that Putin is not negotiating in good faith, not making concessions, and has to be dealt with.
McCaul's final term ends next year. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A manhunt is underway in Tennessee after three men escaped the Madison County Jail. The sheriff's office says they escaped from the recreational yard Sunday. One of the inmates may have stolen a utility truck. Some of the charges the men have been booked on include aggravated assault along with drug and weapons possessions. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. That slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm will continue this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies to be expected with a low near 66. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his 6-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued Thursday for Ruby Lehman after she went missing from her grandmother's home in the village of Almond. Ruby was found safe late Saturday afternoon when the pickup of 34-year-old Jordan Coyle was located. A Central Wisconsin woman will serve prison time for child enticement and misdemeanor sexual assault. Sally Yonke was sentenced to 5 years in lockup and another 5 on extended supervision after investigators say she made inappropriate sexual contact with the boy both physically and through social media. And voters in DeForest will decide Tuesday whether trustee Andrew Landgraf will remain in office. Organizers of a recall election against Landgraf says he has a pattern of waging personal attacks against residents who criticize him, while Landgraf says he's being targeted because of his blunt approach. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A western Wisconsin man is dead after a motorcycle accident in Wabasha County Friday. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 43-year-old Michael Kollars of Arcadia was traveling westbound on Highway 60 when he lost control of the motorcycle and collided with an eastbound vehicle driven by 65-year-old Mark Evers of Thielman, Minnesota. Kollars was killed in the accident. Evers was not injured. The Isabel Town Board is meeting tonight, and the topic of a proposed operations ordinance for large animal operations will be discussed. The town recently held a public hearing on the proposed ordinance, which would require that large CAFOs receive a permit and address issues such as manure management air pollution and road damage. The proposed ordinance is in response to Ridge Breeze Dairy's plans to expand to 6,500 cows in the town of Maiden Rock. Currently, no large animal operations are located in the town of Isabel. The meeting is tonight at 6:30 at the Red Wing Airport Terminal Building. The Eau Claire Fire Department has reported that three firefighters were injured at the scene of a Friday evening blaze, but they are okay. Flames ignited around 5:30 p.m. at the David Drummond House, a State Street apartment building, and the property's roof eventually collapsed. No other injuries were reported. There was no word on the cause of the fire. That building is listed on both the National Register and Local Register of Historic Places. Teamsters at the University of Minnesota have ended a strike that put the upcoming Farm Aid concert in jeopardy. Teamsters Local 320 announced Saturday that a tentative deal had been reached after the university made a new settlement proposal. Details on the proposal are still unclear. Now, had there been a strike, Farm Aid organizers said their artists, production teams, and partners wouldn't cross the picket line. The annual festival, founded by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp, is scheduled in Minnesota this Saturday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help and couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231 2000.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
City of Durand residents are reminded that the new water rates will be added for the October water bill. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says two parts of the bill will be increasing.
Starting with their one in October, they will see the increases. And of course, the two things is it's not the whole bill, but the water part is the big thing. And of course, that's covering all the project we need to do at our up at our facility. We know we have a $1 million project we have to do there, and then in covering the cost. And then the other part of it, of course, is the $10 fee for what they call the fire protection fee has been moved off of the tax rolls onto that monthly bill. So those two things will be added, started in the month of October.
The water rate increase was approved by the Public Service Commission earlier this year. One person is in custody after authorities responded to a burglary at Safe and Secure Firearms in the city of Blair on Friday morning. An employee reported hearing glass breaking in a back hall and saw suspect 20-year-old Christian Dahl exiting a window and fleeing. It's believed Dahl stole three handguns, some ammunition, two knives, a dummy grenade, and other items. All the items have been recovered. Dahl was taken into custody and transported to the Trempealeau County Jail. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant program is rewarding the work done by local organizations. Four organizations are each receiving a one-time grant of $250,000 to provide services in their community that prevent non-medical use of opioids. Substance abuse prevention organizations in Dunn and Pierce counties were among the four groups to receive the funding. The DHS grants are funded by the Wisconsin's share of an opioid settlement. Wisconsin State Patrol is encouraging folks to make safe choices near train tracks. The department says that the Badger State is home to 3,300 miles of active rail tracks, and then it's because trains cannot make sudden stops. The drivers and pedestrians should be extra vigilant when approaching to prevent serious crashes. About a dozen people on average are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A new study suggests that chronic insomnia in seniors is more than just an annoyance. It can cause accelerated aging in the brain. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester studied more than 2,700 people with an average age of 70 for 5.5 years. They found that 14% who suffered persistent sleeplessness developed mild impairment or dementia compared to 10% who did not have insomnia. Executive functioning studies and brain biomarkers showed that sleep-deprived seniors aged an additional 3.5 years. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. That slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm will continue this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies to be expected with a low near 66. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 75 degrees.
The Brewers look to end their losing streak when they host St. Louis tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're coming off 3 straight losses to the Rangers in Texas. Quinn Priester, 12-2. He'll get the start for the Brewers tonight. Midwest League Divisional Playoffs. Beloit fell to Cedar Rapids 5-3 to even that best of series at a game apiece last night. Final game of the series is tonight in Iowa. Packers get a few extra days off after their 27-18 win over the Washington Commanders last night. The offense had its moments, but defense was spot on again.
There was a lot of mistakes out there that we have got to clean up between penalties, some miscues, some misops. But you got to give credit to Washington. That's a really good football team. But I thought I was impressed with our defense, the energy they're playing with, getting a lot of pressure on a really good quarterback.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, 6th-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team hits the road for the first time this season. They're at Georgia Tech tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Burton ready for Rocky Playoff Road. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
After the 26-week grind, 16 gather.
There is a lot on the line.
Heroes, hopefuls,
fight hard.
Hot shots, hot hands. Their demeanor may vary. Their determination does not. Fortune brought them to this moment. Now, it's up to them. The NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs, brought to you by Xfinity at Bristol. Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grouse.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
Harrison Burton has his work cut out for him as the NASCAR Xfinity Series Round of 12 kicks off tonight at Bristol Motor Speedway. Currently 11th in the playoff standings, 3 points below the crucial cut line, the AM Racing driver is clear-eyed regarding the difficulty of the road ahead.
You just have to rise to the occasion, right? And good thing or bad thing, depending on who you are, is the season is reset. We're kind of born again and able to go and reset and go attack these next three races like our lives depend on it, because they really do. Our playoff lives depend on each and every restart, each and every pit road sequence, each and every race start, everything that you can think of qualifying. It's intense.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The performance of grazing animals heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein, or animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. Your local extension office conducts variety field trials and can give you advice on choosing the best forages for your program. Find more tips on forage planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
76 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are higher. October up 17 to 1649. November up 9 to 1630. December up 6 to 1673. January up 4 at 1690. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 161 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 161 and three quarters. Nine trade a block on the day. Cash butter down four to 182, seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 116, two trades on the day. Dry whey up one to 60 and a quarter, four trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets today as trader support is ample. Now, new show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Texas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Meanwhile, some lower corn prices also helping, and there's also some higher beef boxed beef prices as well. Hog markets are also moving up mostly higher. We are seeing some higher pork cutout values, and that is helping to support the markets as well. But remember, the trade always sells back after they reach some of those resistance levels. October live cattle up 435 to 234.32. December up 412 to 236.05. And February up 435 to 237.57. September feeder cattle up 760 to 358. October up 830 to 354.10. November up 702 to 350.27. October hogs up 85 cents to 97.97. December up 62 cents to 89.25. February up 47 cents now to 90.85. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn and soybeans are moving up mostly lower. Some of this is from some of the bearish numbers from the WASDE report finally kicking in. Also, the weather should allow not only for a good early harvest for corn futures or for corn crop, but also to help with the soybean crop to get to the finish line. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they're also mixed as well as the trade tries to hold on to Friday's gains. The weekly export inspections, however, were solid. And that is helping to provide some support for the market. December corn down 6 to 424. March down 5 and 3 quarters to 441 and a half. May down 5 and a half to 451 and a half. And new crop 26 down 2 and a half to 466 and a half. November beans down 1 to 1045 and a quarter. January down 1 and a half to 1063 and 3 quarters. March down 1 and 3 quarters to 1078 and a half. New crop 26 down 3 quarters to 1038 8.25. October soybean meal down 270 to 284.90. October soybean oil up 29 cents to 51.96. Chicago wheat, December up 2 to 525.5. March up 1.75 to 542.75. Minneapolis wheat, December down a half to 571.25, while March up a quarter to 591.5. Energy markets are higher today. October crude oil up 52 cents to 63.21. November also up 52 cents to 62.94. October and November gas both up 2 cents. October at 2 even, while November at 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Nitrogen tests in Illinois showed increased biomass and a possible yield boost for corn. We'll have more coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Increasing nitrogen rates on corn tests done by the University of Illinois have positively impacted crop biomass, kernel size, and kernel number per ear, suggesting a yield response to nitrogen. Illinois Extension's Dr. John Jones.
The crop response is clearly present when increasing nitrogen rates. We've increased the amount of crop biomass, kernel size, but then also the number of kernels around the ear, and then kernel length on the ears as well. So I think we're going to clearly see some yield response to nitrogen. The response to sulfur is maybe not as clear yet. We will be evaluating that when the combines roll out this fall, though.
With costs in mind, Jones is suggesting farmers do a careful evaluation of previous data on their farm.
I'm certainly aware that nitrogen fertilizer costs are relatively high, especially in relation to corn grain costs as well. So we're at about an 8-to-1 ratio of corn grain costs to nitrogen costs if we're looking at fall anhydrous ammonia. That's a little bit lower, or we'll say less favorable price condition than we've commonly had over the years. And in that case, I think it's really important to use available data to understand what has been the economic optimal nitrogen rate in previous years on your soils or similar soils to your farm.
Jones offers this advice as autumn approaches.
I think one of the things to think about is that if fall nitrogen is in your plan, make sure that you're watching soil temperatures as application's occurring. If we're dealing with a dry fall, sometimes that effectiveness of an anhydrous application can be something that we want to make sure that we're getting complete slot or slit closure when we're applying anhydrous ammonium, and then waiting till those soil temperatures at four inches are at least at 50 degrees and cooling.
University of Illinois researcher Dr. John Jones. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A proposal by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture would severely increase registration and inspection fees for animal markets, dealers, and truckers. Jason Muyanani, Executive Director for Government Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says the price hikes are enormous.
This proposal is to massively increase fees for the programs and registration fees and inspection fees for animal markets, dealers, and truckers. And some of these fees are increasing 1,700%.
For example, a Class A market animal fee would jump from $420 to $7,430 annually. Muyanani says the increased costs would add undue stress to the entire supply chain in Wisconsin.
Putting this on the backs of the entire industry and funding the entire program with just industry fees not only puts a financial burden on the markets, dealers, and truckers that are bringing animals to market, but also puts us wildly outside of the fees that are charged by our neighboring states. We anticipate that those fees will unavoidably be passed down to farmers. I don't see any way that they wouldn't be.
The public comment period for the proposal is open at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website until October 15th. Butter prices have fallen since November of 2021, dropping to $1.96.5 per pound at the close of last Wednesday. Ever.ag dairy analyst Katie Burgess says the sharp decline raises key questions. Why are prices falling at a time when demand typically increases? And should consumers see more aggressive grocery store promotions heading into the holiday season? Burgess says the collapse is largely driven by record high butterfat levels on U.S. dairy farms. Advances in genetics and nutrition, such as improved genomic testing and specialized feed, have boosted the fat content in milk. This has led to an abundance of cream and, in turn, a surge in butter production. With butter supplies swelling, prices have sunk to the four-year lows. That's an unusual trend for late summer when prices typically rise. In a typical year, you tend to see the price for bulk butter spike in September and October, right as we head into the holiday baking season, Burgess explained. On Friday, the USDA released its WASD report, and for dairy, the forecast is for the milk production forecast for 2025 was raised on higher cow inventories and a faster rate of growth in output per cow. That was based on the latest milk production report. Milk production is also raised to 2026. Higher cow inventories and productivity rates are expected to carry into next year. Imports were reduced on 2025 on both a fat and skim solid basis, primarily due to lower expected imports of butter and cheese. Imports were also reduced for 2026. Now, exports on a skim solid basis were raised for 2025 on higher whey and cheese shipments. For 2026, skim salad exports are unchanged as increased shipments of cheese are offset by lower shipments of dried skim milk powder and lactose products. Fertilizer prices aren't at historic highs, but relative to last year's prices and the current prices for crop commodities, they are elevated. According to data from USDA, an analysis by the University of Illinois FarmDoc, fertilizer prices in that state were 6% to 20% higher than early fall of 2024. Higher yields lead to high nutrient removal rates, but next year nutrient replacement and feeding a new crop will come at a higher cost. ProFarmer reports the price trends weigh heavier on farmers who are starting next year's crop with what could be lower nutrient baselines. We have two reality here. We have the reality of economics and we have the reality of that crops have a core need for nutrients, said Carl Wyatt, Nutrients Director of Agronomy. Wyatt says therein lies the balance for farmers. Keep soils productive while considering the cost to do so. His best advice, root your decisions in data. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
The unseasonably warm and humid conditions continue in our ag weather forecast. Now, showers and thunderstorms will be expected at times from Wednesday through the weekend, but no organized severe weather is expected. Temperatures will come back down to the mid-70s to end the week. Partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm this afternoon, highs 81 to 86. Relative humidity is at 57 to 62%. Southwest winds at 6 to 11. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 62 to 67. Relative humidity is at 92 to 97%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 83 to 88. Relative humidity is at 53 to 58%. South winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. South winds at around 5. Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When it comes to love.
got a little cash, burning holes in my pocket, foot on the gas, taking off.
And support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't want to show. And that boy's just a
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The old hotel. I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Tears back with their smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see. The only thing missing is me. That's my house, and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lives. Would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head.
You heard I was pedal to the metal on a downhill slide. Girl, you know those rumors get to flying in a town this size. And no, I didn't feel a thing when you threw that ring and slammed the door. If you want to know the truth, you gotta go straight to the source. Ask any old barstool in this town. Trying to drown on a thought of you. Ask any old
stretch out in a king-size bed if I make it that far. But filling in all these blanks you left isn't all that hard. No, I ain't wondering where you've been or who you've been with. I guess you didn't hurt me half as bad as you think you did.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen.